This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Persecution of Trump supporters and patriots right now. And of course, they are making the connection saying, oh, you thought the election was stolen, so therefore you're a terrorist. Oh, you voted Trump, you supported Trump, so therefore anything that happens by a Trump supporter, you're guilty. Now, can you imagine if the same standard applied to them? I could go off with about 20 different examples right now, but let's just look here. Today, Spike Lee, anti-white bigot, comes out and makes a statement at the New York Film Critics Awards, and he says, Trump will go down in history with the likes of Hitler, and of course uses his whole speech to demonize America, demonize white people, demonize Trump, and then in unintentional irony, he says, I quote, there's no way possible to go before the iPhone and thank you guys without telling you what's in my heart and soul as a descendant of slaves who helped build this country. The irony is, of course, it was slaves that built his iPhone. Probably black ones. But that's unimportant to an ignoramus racist like Spike Lee. And then you had this story going viral today from The Hill. Police have fatally shot at least 135 unarmed black people in U.S. since 2015, according to a report, an NPR investigation. You do the math, it's about 27 a year, if you even believe those numbers, but okay. So, this then leads to media coverage and social commentary, and I've seen it. These tweets go viral, synthetically or organically, either way. And it's just black people saying, when are white people going to stop killing us? When are we going to stop having a country run by white supremacists? And of course, those that are still left on Twitter share the FBI statistics and show that unarmed white people are killed by black people at 500%, the number of either cops being killed or cops killing unarmed black people or white people killing unarmed black people. But see, it's all about pushing that narrative, pushing that big lie to divide us and pit one group against the other using propaganda. Now, what does that lead to? Take a look at what happened last night in New York, where a group of criminals attack a 26-year-old man in Manhattan, and then in a, I guess, humiliation ritual, strip him down naked, and then take his cell phone. Guys, roll the B-roll of this. Now, you tell me what you see here. By the way, this guy has a BLM hoodie on, one of the suspects of this mugging. So there are the suspects right there, and then there's the victim. Now, what do you notice here? Do you need to state the obvious? One white guy in the whole frame getting stomped into the cement and publicly humiliated and having everything stolen off of him in broad daylight in Manhattan, and you can't even have a gun to defend yourself. That's attempted murder. So there's your guy in your Black Lives Matter hoodie, attempted murder on Whitey walking down the block. So Spike Lee responsible for that? Is the media doing the racial division responsible for that? Here's another video from Paris. Same thing. 15-year-old Ukrainian attacked and beaten viciously in the streets by a mob. Same story that you see in New York. So, they won't talk about this. They'll never report on this. They won't point out the obvious because they know they did it. But they love it. So, yeah. This is what happens when racists, anti-white racists, are in politics and in government, and then they complain and justify any crime against a white person as a good thing.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen.
And now we open up the phone lines. We are going to take first-time callers today. First-time callers today. In fact, that's the first time we've taken first-time callers in the year 2021. First-time callers today, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers today. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, they just gave me a fresh bottle of the pure turmeric extract from InfoWarsStore.com. We set off to create our own turmeric extract that was even more powerful and high quality than what we had been selling. We researched and tested formulas from dozens of manufacturers, but none were up to the InfoWars Life Platinum standard. Years later, we have finally secured a first run of the new InfoWars Life pure turmeric extract, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. For thousands of years, turmeric has been a staple in traditional Indian, Ayurvedic, and Chinese medicine. Thanks for throwing that one in there, guys. Really appreciate that word. And science has now confirmed that turmeric has even more antioxidants potential than vitamin C or vitamin D. Again, InfoWars Life, pure turmeric extract, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off and selling out fast. Guys, make sure to give the guys down there at Copy a big round of applause for throwing in Indian Ayurvedic. Really appreciate that one, guys. Thank you so much. Must be elite, though. It's only elite if it's at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. The crew is getting the first-time callers lined up here. I've got news that I can pile drive through as we do that. Davos, the World Economic Forum is meeting there. And now they've said, oh, we're permanently banning Donald Trump. Oh, they don't even want him there. They don't want him in there listening on what they're doing. And I wonder how many of the organizers of this actually made $1 billion on their own accord, but not through non-governmental, but governmental, really world governmental entities. Just shifting political money back and forth, government funding back and forth. So they say, nope, we don't want Trump, and he can never come back because he'll tell the world our plan to destroy the world economy in a great reset. But Xi Jinping, the Chinese dictator, he delivers speech to open up the World Economic Forum in Davos. They are admitting, they said it was a conspiracy theory. Remember that? They said, oh, conspiracy theory. There's no great reset. Well, that's the theme of the Davos 2021, to achieve a great reset. And, of course, the organizer, the head of it, Klaus Schwab, he says it. He said great reset probably a dozen times. And they just say, stop saying great reset. That's a conspiracy theory. And it just shows you how out of control, out of touch the mainstream media really is. It's unfathomable, quite frankly. Other things, that are being discussed. Obviously, how they're going to launch new world wars to consolidate even more power. How they're going to continue to siphon power off of the fake pandemic. Just some of the other agenda items at the World Economic Forum in Davos. But, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. In fact, conspiracy theory. President Xi Jinping probably doesn't even exist. He's not even a real person. In fact, China doesn't even exist. It's a conspiracy theory. There's no such thing as the communist Chinese. It doesn't even exist. Okay? So just calm down. All right? The Great Reset is not happening. There is no New World Order. There is no World Economic Forum. I mean, hell, they might as well go that far at this point. It's just crazy, man. Because all the double standard, all the hypocrisy, all the lies, all the deception just hits me like a wave. And it's like, do I just cover the waterfront of all of it again? I mean, Joe Biden? Wasn't it Joe Biden at the World Economic Forum? I bribed Ukraine with billions of dollars in foreign aid to get my son a $1 million job on a oil company board. But the company was being investigated for criminal activity by a prosecutor. So I, Joe Biden, said on a live camera, on a live feed, I bragged about how I got that prosecutor fired to enrich my family. And how I used my position of political power and my country's taxpayer dollars to do it. It's a conspiracy theory. That's the response. Oh, I'm sure it's a conspiracy theory that Biden wants to hurt America. I'm sure that's just a conspiracy theory. The war machine is back on. Paul Joseph Watson has the story at Infowars.com. Of course, there's more. Taiwan reports large incursion by Chinese Air Force. Soldiers injured in fresh border skirmish between India and China. And now foreign companies are giving up on the United States and betting big on China, according to a CNN report, if you believe that. Oh, but Biden is going to stand up to China, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very sad. And now the Democrats. This is really just next level. This is one of those things I didn't think I'd witness. I knew it would come eventually. I didn't think I'd be the one to witness it or be in the crosshairs of it. Tulsi Gabbard gets it. She says the domestic terrorism bill being proposed by the Democrats is the targeting of almost half the country. Yeah, that's the point. But see, it's Pelosi that's scared. Because she's the real criminal. That's why they need all that military force in D.C. Because they're scared. They know that we know they're criminals. But see, they're so arrogant. They're so punkish. They're so snobby. They still treat them like total garbage. I mean, that is the sociopathic, psychotic element of these politicians that are living in fear now because they've committed crimes and we all know about it. We can read the U.S. code, so we know, and they know we know. They've been caught red-handed stealing elections. I don't think there are any legitimate elections. In fact, you know, I was even thinking about this. Remember AOC pulls off the big, big upset victory over that top-tier Democrat? They probably stole that, probably totally fake. It's all totally fake. But see, they don't even have the common decency. They don't even have that human touch to act like they care about the military. They still treat them like garbage, making them sleep on cold cement, making them sleep in masks, taking away their ammunition and magazines. Because that's the essence of who these politicians are. That's the essence of D.C. That's the essence of the Democrat Party. Like, hey, you know, you stick a guy up, give me your wallet, you know, give me your jewelry. It's okay, okay, fine, fine. You hand over the wallet, you hand over the jewelry. No one gets hurt. All right, here's the wallet, here's the jewelry. And then they just decide to shoot you in the leg and kick you in the head a couple times just for fun. That's the essence of these sociopathic, psychotic politicians. And yeah, they mean it. They mean it. They're coming for you. The Hill headline, lawmakers move to oust extremists from military. I think you know what that means. One in five people charged in connection with the riot have some form of military background. Yeah, they signed up to defend the country. You're attacking the country every day politically. Biden's attacking the country every day with his legislation. The media, the Democrats, are attacking the country every day when they censor free speech. Biden just proposed a tax on firearms. That's an attack on the country. So, yeah, the military signed an oath to the... See, here's what it is. But here's the real headline from Big League Politics. Democrats move to ban Trump supporters from joining the military and holding federal jobs. See, it's all about a total rewrite of American culture and just to make you afraid to breathe. It's just unbelievable, man. I mean, they're totally out of control, and now they feel more empowered because they stole an election.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
See, it's all about the New World Order, the globalist agenda. Anything else out of that is considered strange, even if it's logical and common sense. For example, the FBI is now admitting they have not opened a single case on a BLM or Antifa group, while there are hundreds of cases opened right now on people that stormed the Capitol. See, that's the Democrats who now own the political infrastructure and have weaponized the bureaucracies. And the media is just there as their safety net to make sure that we, the slaves, don't get out of line. But I want to go back to this real quick, and then we're going to first-time callers. Because it's all the same with them going after American patriots and Trump supporters with the entire reach and force of law enforcement, but ignoring the real domestic terrorists that caused $2.2 billion in property damage this year. Not a single investigation opened. Not a one. Democrats say it's a myth. It doesn't even exist. But then they'll turn around and justify it on television as it's happening and call it peaceful. But so this really, if you can understand this, and maybe people can't get it. Maybe they really can't wrap their hand around it. Maybe they've taken so many drugs, drank so much fluoride that they really can't even get this. The revelation that 1 in 5 people charged in connection with the riot may have some form of military background. Now, I reported on that first because it was obvious. But, see, when Americans sign up, after the media lies about a terror attack, or the media lies about weapons of mass destruction, or the media lies about babies in incubators, and Americans sign up for that, and then they get put into the system of the military-industrial complex. Okay, we'll fly them around the world, we'll send them on missions, whatever. It's part of the plan. It's part of the normal everyday activity. But you see, then when the same people that put their name on the line, put their lives on the line to go overseas, when they see that happening in their country and they want to take action, then they're not allowed. And so if you understand that, you understand everything. The corporate world government runs our military. The military-industrial complex runs our military. And so as soon as they are not in the system of the New World Order, going to wherever they're told to go to, whether it's Vietnam or Iraq or Iran, wherever, that's good, that's praised, that's accepted, that's the military-industrial complex, funds the media, funds the ratings, they're good for it. But, oh, if a single one of those guys dare say that there's something wrong with what's happening here in America, dare say it's Pelosi, dare say it's Biden who are the criminals, well, see, then they become the criminals, they get arrested. They get their free speech taken, they get their Second Amendment taken. And see, the diabolical nature of that shows you how screwed up it is. The nonsensical, bad formula that doesn't add up shows you how corrupt the world has become. And I can't even imagine what it's like for some of these veterans who are told, go over there and fight, go over there and put your life on the line. That's the military-industrial complex. That's the system. But as soon as they come home, they're told they're pieces of garbage, and they can't even defend their own country, which they just flew halfway around the world to do, allegedly. But now you're seeing the disgust, now you're seeing the hatred that the political establishment has for our military. with Democrat lawmakers like Anthony Brown saying, and I quote, "The attack on our Capitol was an insurrection fueled in large part by groups that espouse the same extreme white supremacist views that actively recruit veterans and form ranks of our military." So now the entire military is white supremacist. And even though they couldn't point out a single white supremacist at any of these events, a single organization at any of these events that espouses any white supremacist ideologies, it doesn't matter. By the way, they can espouse their black supremacist ideologies all day long. There's about three of them on the Biden administration. Fine, I don't care. But see, that's their low IQ, lowest common denominator argument, is that you just say, oh, white supremacy, and then immediately everything's demonized. It's incredible. It's so evil. It's so disgusting. And it's so obvious. Yeah, there's Biden saying, clap, you stupid bastards. Yeah, he cares about the military. He cares enough to send you to die in another war. Just like he cared to vote for to send you to die in every war that ever came up before. Nowadays, he doesn't even know what's going on, though. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, but don't worry. Biden cares so much. Biden cares so much about the military. He's going to make sure that there's transgender people back in the military. And he says he's going to bring unity to the Middle East. You know what that means. About 30 Moabs coming your way. All right. To the phone lines, first-time callers, we start with Derek in New Hampshire. Derek, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I'd like to salute you. You're like a soldier in the info war. I equate this whole last year, you know, the coronavirus, since the coronavirus anyways, to that movie They Live. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but where you needed a special pair of glasses to see what was going on, and you guys are the glasses. I feel like every time I try to tell somebody what's going on, I'm not the best debater. I'm a fisherman, and I drive an oil truck in the off-season, and so I guess I'm really screwed, but I'm not the best debater. So
yeah, no, Biden is literally attacking both of your professions, fishing and oil. He wants to cancel them both. Oh, that's some...
Yeah, both of them, boats and oil. I don't know. I guess I'll... Never mind. What was I saying before?
InfoWars is They Live, the glasses.
InfoWars, They Live, that's right. So the glasses, you guys are the glasses. And every time I try to tell somebody what's going on, I'm such a horrible debater. You know the fight scene, that really long fight scene where you're really trying to get Keith David to wear those glasses? I feel like that's what I'm doing every time I talk to somebody. And I never get them to wear the glasses. Somebody called earlier about an app. There should be an app, something that we can go to really quick to go, all right, libtard, this is really what's going on, and this is a fact, and this is a fact, and this is a fact, and then there's the glasses. But that's not why I called. The reason why I called is I saw a documentary on Amazon, of all places. I'm surprised they haven't pulled it, but it's called Hidden Agenda, Real Conspiracies That Affect Our Lives Today. And it was produced in 2017, but it's a compilation of a lot of documentaries that were made back in the 60s. A lot of it's in black and white, and it's like 8 episodes. I've only seen 4 so far, but I watched 3 twice, and it made me call because Ronald Reagan narrates one of them in like 1962, and it's almost like you can feel like that when he was narrating this, this was like energizing him to get into politics. And everything that they said in there to a T is what's been happening over the last 4 years. And this is communism, folks. And if you don't believe it, go watch this documentary, Hidden Agenda, Real Conspiracies That Affect Our Lives Today. And I swear you're going to be breathless.
Derek, thank you for the call. And, you know, as far as the facts don't matter libtards out there, I don't know if there's any hope for them. They've already bought into the lie. They kind of like that. But you know what? There's going to be a lot of voters' remorse for Biden. It's already happening. So a lot of Democrats are about to wake up and realize how bad it is.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparedwithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hosting the War Room coming up 3 to 6 p.m. Central. So I'm going to take some more phone calls here. We have a special report from Alex Jones. Gerald Celente then takes over. So we do have some other news developing. I will get to that, covering that news on the War Room today. But I want to go back to the first-time callers now. And we go to Dave in Kansas. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for letting me in. People in power for over 40 years are blaming all of the problems of the United States on Trump. With the organizational power that InfoWars has, can it be mobilized like the Stop the Steal to help bypass Congress to get term limits? So much power in Congress so that too much Congress in power is limited. Most of the people I know would really like to see term limits, but have no organizations to make it happen. China Joe would be irrelevant if term limits existed. Pelosi, Schumer, all those would be totally irrelevant. And it would be much harder for the deep state to gain control over our Congress if term limits were involved.
Well, I'm not really sure what InfoWars would do about that. I mean, if anything, if we tried to spearhead that, they would just demonize it and hate it even more. I know Republicans have pushed for that. In the past, Democrats have pushed for it. So I'm not really sure what InfoWars would do organizationally to implement something like that.
The reason I talk to you about it, you can get a million people to come for Stop the Steal. If we had a rally in Austin, in Dallas, wherever, to get people to sign that form and get it delivered so that the legislatures would have to deal with it and have to put it on the ballot.
Yeah, in fact, there is a petition that's already live right now. Guys, where is this? Term limits on Congress petition. I can't see where that's at, but it's a petition. So the petition already exists. We're in kind of a powder keg of free speech activity right now where any free speech, any organizing like you're proposing is ripe for a false flag. So I think that the day will come when we have to get back out on the streets, maybe sooner than later. But we're going to have a serious discussion about how we approach that, knowing how we were set up on the 6th and knowing how they want to set us up in the future. My goal is to unite with the anti-establishment left as much as we have, or I guess even if we have nothing in common politically. I would rather unite with the left to defeat the New World Order than be fighting with the left to be defeated by the New World Order. So then maybe if you could do something like that, it could ease a little bit, because most of that is just going to be the left trying to set us up. But, yeah, term limits would be nice. You wouldn't have the rotting corpses that have enriched themselves to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars like Pelosi and Biden there if you did. But I'm just not sure if InfoWars really is the one to spearhead that, but there are already groups doing that, and petitions are out there. So go sign those and share those. If you really want to see that get somewhere. Dave, thanks for the call. Let's go to Devin in Ohio. Devin, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to let you know. So I'm a senior in high school. A lot of people my age, including myself, use Instagram. One of the first things I did after the election was unfollow the White House account. And so the next day, it pops up in my feed, and it says I'm following it again, and I didn't follow it again. So I was like, okay, that's weird. About a week passes. I unfollow it again. I've been unfollowing it for a while. And then it comes in my feed again and says I'm following it. And so I was at work scrolling through my feed yesterday when I was on break, and it said I was following it again, even though I keep unfollowing it. So I go to the comments, and it was like this. The thing that popped in my feed was like a video of Fauci saying, please wear a mask. So I went to the comments. Just about every other comment were people saying, why can't I follow this account? Why does it keep? So I think Instagram is faking followers for that for Biden's White House account.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the story and the screenshots at InfoWars.com on this exact story. I was getting inundated with messages, I guess it was Sunday morning, saying the same thing. And it's not only Instagram, folks. They're not only forcing people to follow the White House on Instagram to make Biden seem popular. They are disabling comments on YouTube because all the comments are calling Joe Biden a pedophile, saying that he didn't win the election and Trump won. So they just canceled the comments. And then they're also removing the dislikes from the Biden speeches as well, because it was like 10-1 dislikes to likes. So Biden is the most unpopular person to ever be in the White House. The Biden-Harris administration is already the most unpopular, and they haven't even been in for a month, but they've done so much damage to this country, so much damage to their own reputation, just proven liars and frauds at this point. So in a way, it's a good thing that Americans are waking up and having voters' remorse with how bad Biden is and how flippant they are in their censorship and their manipulation of perceived reality. So you know, where do they go next? So they'll make you watch a Biden speech next, because literally nobody watches. They'll say, you have to watch a Biden speech or we'll arrest you. Devin, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tyler in North Carolina. Tyler, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
I appreciate you taking the time, man. You're the reason I started watching InfoWars. I got a phone call from a wife a little bit ago. She's a therapist at a rehab center. I'll just leave it at that. So according to their corporate policy, now this is a company that manages facilities across the country. If you do not take a COVID vaccine, they are no longer going to allow you to use PTO time that you accrue to be off work when you're sick. Now, my wife is 4 months pregnant, and they're trying to pressure her into a vaccine. People really have to start waking up to the fact of what we're in and where we're headed. So her facility does rapid tests, which we all know are inaccurate, every day. So what happens when she comes in one day and it tests positive? Now, whether she's sick or not, and they send her home for a mandatory 2 weeks that she cannot get time off for, they only hold her job for 6 weeks. All they have to do is give her 3 positive tests, and she no longer has a job.
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible situation. This is the medical tyranny, and of course it's being rolled out to the medical industry first to indoctrinate them into it so that then they have that implied pressure to bring everybody else into the system. That's basic psychology.
100%. And another thing I want you guys to read into, I've never heard you cover it on the show. Have you read into blue walls in the new Green Deal?
Blue walls?
Blue walls.
No.
Okay, so they're actually talking about this in Italy already. It's a big push from the Catholic Church. This is why they're kind of involved in the whole, you know, climate change and all this sort of crap. Mark my words, people, what they're going to start pushing for is we get closer to the end, and everybody needs to go home and read Ezekiel 20:20. They're going to start pushing for a mandatory day of worship, and this is already in the new Green Deal. They're going to say, oh, look how much pollution is saved, you know, if everybody just sits at home one day. They're going to start persecuting Christians dependent on the day of worship, if it differs from theirs. And this is in the deal. You can read this for yourself. And they've had blue laws in the past in other countries. So just read into it.
Yeah, and of course, they were even trying to push that at the beginning of COVID. It didn't really take off, saying, oh, look, we're doing such great things for the earth and the climate and the environment. Total lie. There's no science. In fact, science actually shows now it's been worse for the environment with the masks polluting the roads, polluting the waters. I mean, so it's just crazy, man. I mean, it's just, I can't even believe. Yeah, there's blue law right there. The crew pulled it up. But yeah, they'll say, oh, you know, you have to eat bugs if you're going to eat. Drink your own urine if you're going to drink. You know, otherwise you're killing the planet and you're a criminal. So, you know, it's amazing. These people believe in evolution, like we're all animals, but then they want to act like they can somehow control the planet as if they're divine created beings, but then they'll denounce that too. So, incredible. Special report coming up from Alex Jones next, ladies and gentlemen. During this short break, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The United States, only 6 days into Joe Biden's administration, is now under martial law. Martial law directed by the United Nations. And as we speak, one of the key organizations quarterbacking the global takeover, the Davos Group, is meeting, plotting their next steps. Outgoing Hawaiian Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard called out the elephant in the room over the weekend and asked President Biden, are we under martial law? Well, that's like asking a member of the mafia if they're a gangster. Yes, we're under a civil emergency. Yes, we're under martial law. And it's directed by the United Nations. It is directed by the Davos Group. It is directed by the globalists. And they used COVID-19 as the initial way to put the lockdown or the political clampdown in place. In all these countries that were unpopular, like Spain and France, where the leaders were set to be toppled, where they had basically open civil war starting with the yellow jackets and the rest of it, suddenly they had the excuse to clamp down. And what's really frustrating is none of this is even a secret. The entire planet, back in February and March of 2020, was put under United Nations-directed global lockdown. We were told the WHO is in charge. Governments are taking its orders. Big tech is taking its orders. It doesn't matter if thousands of doctors and scientists come out and say that COVID's overblown or that hydroxychloroquine is basically a cure or that they're listing people that died of other diseases. as COVID? The same formula worldwide. They were allowed to do it because it was a civil emergency. And the UN said, send COVID patients to nursing homes, the one group of people that COVID actually has a good chance of killing. For the rest of the public, it's 99.99999 that you can't die. But yes, if you've had cancer, if you're obese, if you're above 75, you are in trouble if you've got diabetes. But again, this was their excuse to muzzle us, both our speech online and physically in the real world. And once that was in place, all over the planet now, they are putting permanent forms of martial law in place and saying they're going to have military on the streets. But more importantly, they're announcing, and the White House has officially done this through their spokesperson last Friday, that they are going to work with the Defense Department, the FBI, the CIA, that's all illegal to have those groups domestically operating with the FBI, against the American people, and they're going to create lists of people from religious extremists, that's whoever they want, pro-life people, folks like that, all the way to, quote, even libertarians. Now, that was Brennan a few days before her that said that, but then the White House press secretary came out and she said, indeed, that's what we're doing, but worse than that, we're going to have the Southern Poverty Law Center, we're going to have the ADL actually create these lists and give them to us. Those are the same groups that have created the list of who gets banned online. Facebook, when they named me as a dangerous person a few years ago and said that you can't even be nice to me, if you talk positively of me, the Facebook cult will kick you off or even remove you, not just suspend you. And it was all because the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, who are like gods, these fascist authoritarian gods, said that I'm a bad person. So that's how this worked. First they demonized me, built a straw man, twisted things I'd said, took things out of context, built this lie that I should be removed, unpersoned, and then once that domino fell, all the other dominoes fell. That's the same thing with the Capitol. Hundreds of thousands of people there, the police stand down, less than 100 rioters, who we now know mainly work for the feds, Antifa and Boogaloo connected groups, broke through, and then some people excited went into the Capitol and stayed within the velvet ropes and got a tour. And now we're being told, based on that, America is going under a permanent civil emergency, martial law, and that we need to, quote, be routed out by the Defense Department, the CIA, working with the FBI. And again, the FBI can operate domestically, but when it works with the CIA and or the Defense Department, that is extremely illegal, that is extremely dangerous. And that's why even the squad has come out and said this is wrong, because they understand what's going on, because they're connected to real terrorists. And so even, you know, mainline terror-connected Democrats who are now given free reign in America are scared, because they understand that that could be aimed at them legitimately in the future. It's very important for me to reach out to any new viewers and listeners at this point and to beg you to go back and research globalist reports and documents from the last few decades, so that when you understand that this information is real and not my opinion, you'll be forced to either submit to this takeover or take action against it. And I believe you'll take action against it. It needs your consent. It needs you to submit. The globalists are simply all the old money figuring out how to use technology and high-tech manipulation to control populations. And back in the 40s, they tasked the Carnegie Endowment, along with the Rockefeller Endowment, to create a world without conflict. You can go read these documents. And they developed plans like 7277, State Department Memorandum, and others. And much of this has now been declassified back in the 70s by Anthony Sutton, that was the head archivist for the House and Senate. And he wrote several big books with those documents in it. Anthony Sutton also first got the secret Skull and Bones documents from Charlotte Iserby, whose father was a member of Skull and Bones. So that's how we know of this plan. And their argument is, if they bring in a world government and they get rid of male and female for most of the commoners, and basically chemicalize us from birth and just keep us, they describe us as dwarf-like servant creatures. You probably read this in Brave New World. Huxley wrote that in 32. His brother ran the UN later, UNESCO, Julian Huxley, and he later wrote Brave New World Revisited in 61 before he died, saying this is actually our plan. So, again, we're in 2021 now. You can see that we're in the science fiction realm. We're not in 1932, and this group has envisioned this, and they've done this. Just like the Wright brothers you know, 100-something years ago, basically got a Boltzmann airplane to take off. It was bicycle-powered. And then now we've got jets that go Mach 6 or, you know, space planes, the rest of it. So they envisioned all of this, and they've been slowly setting it up. And now that they have the technocracy in place, they're trying to carry it out. And they purposely wanted to get everybody in debt first. So they've created, well, now it's about $10 quadrillion, just the United States alone. Worldwide, no one knows. But we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of just trillions of unlimited dollars. It's all made up. It's all fraudulent. And they did this by selling mortgages 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times, 100 times in some cases. And now it's so astronomical that no one even knows how much fake money there is. So you've all heard about African countries where you had to have $5 trillion to buy a loaf of bread, or Weimar Republic, Germany, in the Great Depression, where you had to have a wheelbarrow of Deutschmarks, millions of Deutschmarks, to be able to have a meal, and you pay for your meal up front, because by the time you finish the meal in 2 hours, it would be twice as much. They've artificially created this, and now they need an excuse to pop the bubble and then take over all the real land and real property. And they also need to bankrupt all the real businesses to get people dependent on a universal guaranteed income of about $1,200 a month. And with that comes all the strings and controls that are attached. They're now announcing, if you don't take the vaccine, you don't get it. If you don't send your children to the leftist programming, you don't get it. And that's just in 2021. This is all being announced. So this is total control. They have a name for it. It's called serfdom. It's called slavery. The globalists, for over 100 years, literally meet up on top mountains in Switzerland and other areas in Europe and plot the takeover of society. And much of this, again, has come out in Senate reports as early as 1977 in the Church Committee reports. This is the shadow government. These are the oligarchs, and they want a corporate takeover of the very biological function of humans. You don't just think they want to control the biological life cycle of corn or of tomatoes, where corn and tomatoes can't produce any new corn or tomatoes. You have to go back to the corporation and buy the seeds from them that only live once. You don't just think they want to control the salmon that they've spliced with grasshoppers that are twice as big and eat and kill the normal natural salmon. They want us. And they want to control that. And they want to be able to have clones and basically stuff right out of Blade Runner. They want to be able to play God. And they've been doing all this underground, literally and figuratively, for at least 50 years. And now they're emerging with all of it out in the open, and they want to be able to silence anybody that challenges them. So here's the most important point I want to make to everybody. They're preparing a global financial collapse. They're going to roll out new digital cryptocurrencies. China is launching theirs in 2 months. The system has bet everything on big tech and the social media. Those are going to be the new digital countries. And it's going to be in those digital countries, minded and controlled by literal communist-trained organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, that you'll be programmed to live in a new communist system where the corporations are above you and operate a corporate fascist crony capitalist system. And so I know this has become a very partisan issue. I didn't like George Bush because he was pro-war. I exposed him. I didn't like Bill Clinton because he was evil, or Barack Obama because he was a fraud. And a lot of Democrats like me and listen to me, because they're like, hey, this guy, you know, makes a lot of sense. Trump came along, and I saw him as a chance to beat the globalists. He had a lot of problems, and it became partisan again. But Trump's gone, okay? And so that's a negative thing in some ways, as you're now seeing. It's accelerating the globalist plan. But at another level, it's time for people to come together and realize how serious this is. It doesn't matter if it's Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer. These are all very, very bad, very, very empty people.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.